And off we go with another edition of The Good Stuff. It's time to dive into the heart of American agriculture. Time to uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. If that's something that interests you, don't forget you can also revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, explore reputable commercial cow herds, and so much more. It's Tri-State Livestock News that is going to give you all this information. It is, go to tsln.com to subscribe and start getting your weekly edition arriving soon.
Well, you want to know some information about Valentine in Cherry County? In case you haven't Googled it already, you've been hearing from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Cherry County is the largest county located in the state of Nebraska, one of the largest, actually, in the country. Population is about 5,713 people, and Valentine is, of course, the county seat. Now, the county was named after Lieutenant Samuel A. Cherry, an Army officer who was stationed at Fort Niobrara back in the late 1800s, I guess. So a little history about us. Now, if you want to find out more, visit one of the great museums we have. Find out more about that at visitvalentine.com.
In 2008, there was a poem called My Rifle, My Pony, and Me. We're going to update that a little bit to My Pickup, My Cell Phone, and Me. The sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream. The red wing settles on her nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream. Purple light in the canyon, that's where I used to be. Now I'm with three good companions, just my pickup, cell phone, and me. Done hung up my sombrero on a post by the tree. Heading home, sweetheart, darling, just my pickup, cell phone, and me. Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody. Riding Amarillo, just my pickup, cell phone, and me. No more cows am I roping. No more strays do I see. Round the curve, she'll be waiting for my pickup, cell phone, and me. For my pickup, my cell phone, and me. Things for the cowboy way of life have certainly changed.
Why seniors never change their password.
Okay. Okay.
Windows asks, please enter your password. And the user types in cabbage. Windows, sorry, the password must be more than 8 characters. The user writes in, boiled cabbage. Windows, sorry, the password must contain 1 numerical character. The user, 1 boiled cabbage. Windows, sorry, the password cannot have blank spaces. User, 50 damn boiled cabbages. Windows, sorry, the password must contain at least 1 uppercase character. So the user types in 50 DAMN, capital letters, boiled cabbages. Windows. Sorry, the password cannot use more than 1 uppercase character consecutively. So the user types in 50 damn boiled cabbages shoved up your nose if you don't give me access right now. Windows. Sorry, the password cannot contain punctuation. User. Really ticked off. 50 damn boiled cabbages shoved up your nose if you don't give me e-access right now. Windows. Sorry, that password is already in use. A little reason why seniors never change their password.
Indeed. I shared earlier some women's t-shirt slogans, and it's, of course.
You're going to do it again.
I'm going to do it again. Okay. I can't resist. I know people are going to be out getting these ordered somewhere. I don't know where you get them. But anyway, why do people with closed minds always open their mouths? Another t-shirt slogan, of course I don't look busy. I did it right the first time.
I got it all done already.
There you go. Warning, I have an attitude and I know how to use it. I'm busy. You're ugly. Have a nice day. Whoa. I used to be schizophrenic, but we're okay now.
All of us are.
And your point is, ... More t-shirt, more women's t-shirts. Please don't make me kill you. I hate everybody. And you're next. Next mood swing, 6 minutes. And I don't believe in miracles. I rely on them.
Oh, well, there you go. So if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com so we can take a look at it. Please include the author, unless you have more of those women's t-shirt things, and then we don't want to know who wrote them. But send those to us, and we'll take a look at them anyway. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.